The home of Australian Air Checks, theradioantenna.com.
Bus got out of the ambulance, continued her journey by foot. Police finally caught up with her and booked Morales for auto theft and driving under the influence of a yet undetermined drug. I'm Chuck Moshon in Los Angeles.
If you think most couples sit down and talk out their differences, then think again. Psychologist Marilyn Bowman says they do at some stage. It's when they don't talk at all that there's real problems.
Very, very sorry. We'd like to go home now.
8:05 at the Fox, and let's have a check on what's happened in the weekend footy action. Here's Wally.
Well, all things being equal, we'll have another ton-up goal kicker in the VFL this year. Hawthorn's Jason Dunstall continued on his merry way yesterday with 8, and you don't want to be reminded.
No.
Now, DD.
Yes, Wal.
How's your drop kick?
My what?
Otherwise known as Kieran.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Oh, yeah, no. He's fine.
Well, you fancy strapping on the footy boots?
I don't know.
Strap on my footy boots, girl.
Well, the Fairfield Falcons need you. You see, the only all-girl football league in the country is in danger of fouling.
Wild and woolly today, rainy this morning, showers this afternoon, and some stormy weather on the way, hail and thunder and a rather strong, cold northerly wind. And that wind actually makes it feel colder than it is. We're going for a top of 15. It's now 12 degrees at the source, and the wind chill is making it feel as cold as 8 degrees. And now you're up to date on the Fox.
On 101.9 Melbourne's Fox FM, soon to answer the question, what is going into the jukebox from hell for this morning? It's 8:13. Rock, 101.9 Melbourne's Fox FM with Kevin Hillier and the morning crew. The police, Roxanne Sisting, said in the paper the other day that no police reformation whatsoever. They will never get back together again. It's all over. Just continue doing your solo stuff. Bit of a pity, because, oh, great. 8:16, coming up next, the jukebox from hell, but a reminder about today's card cash number, $100, courtesy of New Oakley Motors, the top team for Ford. If you have this lucky Fox card, it's $47,620. Now, if that's yours, give me a call before 9 o'clock this morning on 11505, and you've got the dough, $100 in card cash.
Experts believe that if Australia is going to compete in the modern world, we're going to have to rethink the way we work. In a special Monday report in Today's Age, there's an investigation of how many Australians' working lives...
...be shopping at Morgan Central.
101.9, Melbourne's Fox FM. It's 8:19, and of course time to induct another record into...
...the jukebox from hell.
And just before we do, we had a phone call on the feedback line.
We all know what's going to be going into the jukebox at hell at 8:15 on Monday morning, don't we, Kevin? Come on, the Magpies.
We'll deal with that after 8:30 this morning.
Thanks for ringing.
We want to put a proper song into the jukebox from hell. And we had letters about this one from...
Susan Geek from Heathmont, Andrea Robinson from Braybrook, Deb Lawson from Pasco Vale South, and Janine Michelle, who's from Monarch.
Monarch,
which she says is near Geelong.
Dear Morning Crew, here's the winning letter. Dear Morning Crew, listening to you banishing records to the jukebox from hell every morning, I can resist to suggest my all-time disdain for this song, and it's Banal.
That'll yes, but Banal sounds about right.
Yeah, cast your memory back to the early 80s, when a curly mop-top head of a girl bursting at the seams in her skin-tight stretched jeans singing Goosebumps. Not only does the song make my heart thump, but the memory of that infamous appearance on Countdown back in those days gives me nightmares. And I hope perhaps that such vulgarity should be banished to your jukebox, never to return. Please don't let Christy Allen ever give me goosebumps of any kind, or lumps or bumps or thumps ever again. Chaz Chan of Malvern is the winner. We're going to stick Christy in. C19, whatever happened to Christy Allen?
Who cares, really?
She went to the jukebox from hell as C19 with this immortal classic, Goosebumps. Ooh.
Hideous. Really bad.
I've got them because it's so cold this morning. Is that what she's singing about?
Di, you've got them too.
I don't know.
You'd have to be bombed to listen to that for any longer, wouldn't you?
Well, that's some fabulous guitar work in there.
What a yucko one.
Or something.
And some great lyrics. Wreck my brain and tear my hair.
And here's a novelty
one. If you insist, I thought you'd never ask.
And I've been loved to death.
Have you really? What does that mean?
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, overindulging?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty trashy, huh? She entered at 26 and got to number 4. Can you believe that? Number 4 back in September of 1979, and it was in the chart for 21 gut-wrenching weeks. I can't believe that was around for that long. She had another couple of ones, too, called He's My Number 1, which was a real number 2s. And I think that was it. That and Goosebumps was the end of her career.
What a shame.
Whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
What if she's singing round the traps? What if she's big around the traps these days?
She could be listening right now.
Yeah, give us a buzz. Christy, from, you know, just before you head off as a waitress at McDonald's or whatever it is you're doing these days.
Oh,
oh, who knows? But I mean, for Chaz Chan of Malvern, we've got the special Jukebox from Hell Satin Tour jacket and the chance, of course, to win that $17,500 CD jukebox and, of course, a night out with Christy Allen. 8:24, Fox FM.